Good evening.
I wanted to share a couple thoughts tonight on how we can avoid hypocrisy in our daily walk. I feel like this is a problem that might affect all of us at some point in our lives, and I have a couple thoughts and a couple methods that I use personally, and I'd like to share that with you guys tonight. The first method that I like to use, there's two main ones that I use. The first one is focusing on the positive things that we can do for others. Now, I'm going to start out, we've all heard Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment that you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The most important part of that verse is actually the second half. And what that basically says is that we need to hold ourselves to the standards that we hold on to other people. And a lot of the times people will refer to that verse and they'll only focus on the first part. But us as Christians, we need to focus on the second part as well, because we are ultimately holding ourselves to very high standards, and we need to continue to do our best for everybody around us. So going back to the point is to focus on the positive things we can do. Holding ourselves to those standards, we need to try not to be hypocrites when it comes to things such as a real-world example I thought of is waiting at a red light, for example. If you're behind three or four cars and the person in front of you might not be paying very much attention and the light turns yellow and it turns red, they get to go, but you might be stuck. You kind of look at them and you kind of think, like, oh, if you weren't sitting there for a couple seconds, I would have been able to go. And you might be upset at that. But I've done it. I'm guilty. How many times have we all missed a red light because we might not have been paying attention? And that might have been just a quarter of a second, but we might have done that same thing to somebody else at some point. So we need to avoid being angry at people for things that we could possibly have done in the past. And that's just something that I thought of there. Second part of this first topic here was Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. It's the golden rule that we were all taught as children, and probably we still hear it to this day. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So I like to think about that verse, and I like to focus on focusing my mind on doing good things for others. It's really important that we take time out of our day and go beyond our regular lives to help other people. And just a couple examples, changing a flat tire for someone who might be stuck on the side of the road. A lot of people, young, old, might not know exactly how to do it themselves, and roadside service might take forever, and they might not even have it. If we have knowledge to share, we should share it and help others. A really important one for me, especially as a new Christian, so many people have taken time and effort out of their day to help me study, to help me learn things that I've never known, and to help me grow as a Christian. And hopefully I can pass that on, and I continue to try my best. But taking time to study and taking time to teach a new Christian things that they might not know is definitely a really important way that we can focus our minds on doing good for others. We need to put our attention on our efforts to do good for others, because by focusing all of our attention on doing good, it completely voids space to be angry about bad things. If we only focus on doing good, we can't be mad about things that are negative. I almost kind of get that quote from John F. Kennedy. Ask, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit. Ask not what others can do for you, but what can you do for others? If we go back to the two verses, the first one being, "For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged," and the second being, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them." We can apply them to everything we do and everything we think, and we can really keep hypocrisy out of our lives, because we're focusing on doing well as Christians, and we're really keeping our minds on the right pathway. The second main topic that I do like to always go back to, the first being focus on the positive things we can do. The second one is the exact opposite, is avoiding negative thoughts. Now, sometimes negative thoughts can slip into our mind, and sometimes we might let them consume our minds for whatever time it may be. We need to try to keep those thoughts out of our minds. And some of the examples are keeping anger out of our minds. We might get angry at times, and if you hold on to anger, it becomes bitterness. And we need to make sure that anger and bitterness are not in our minds. resentment is a big one too. Those three were the top three that came to my mind. That sometimes we can let them consume our minds, and we need to let go of all those negative thoughts. An example that I want to bring up is sometimes we might find somebody that maybe 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, they might have affected you or your family in a negative way. And I've heard this phrase before. It's, I don't like so-and-so for something they did, you know, 5 years ago. Or there's an issue with this person. Well, why? It's something they did in the past. Well, what are we told to do as Christians? Are we told to hold on to this anger? Are we told to continue to be upset at this person for something they did? No, we're not. We're told to forgive others. That's who we are. We forgive. We turn the other cheek when people might betray us, when people might bring negative aspects to our lives. And some things we need to ask ourselves are, what if God held on to the anger that we caused based on our sins, based on our wrongdoings? What if God held on to that anger? What if he never sent Jesus to die? What if Jesus never made that sacrifice so that we may be forgiven? What if he held on to the anger? What would have happened? So take those two questions and reverse them and think of it as a mindset. Shouldn't we be acting with the same forgiving love that God gives us? And shouldn't we be making sacrifices with the same love that Jesus has for us? Don't hold on to anger that might have been caused from somebody else, resentment that might have built up from that, and keep bitterness out of our lives. And I like to go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And it's quoted, "So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation." I wanted to close with a couple thoughts. We need to remember to do the absolute best we can for everybody around us, friends, family, and even strangers that might need a helping hand. A second thought is that we need to remember to hold our brothers and sisters in Christ accountable for their actions. But don't just stop there. We need to hold ourselves accountable to those same standards. But most importantly, we can't hold ourselves to our own personal set standards. We need to hold ourselves on God's standards. That's it. That's all I have for you guys. Thank you very much.